You ought to go back and make it a separate paragraph. It wasn't in tonight's paper.
Is there are there any other directors' comments? Okay, public comments. Item number 9, public comments. Any questions, comments from the public? Yes, Ms. Moscow.
And just thinking about the safety, duty, and security and innovation, I would suggest that you do try to contact all the different people involved and try to get a consensus form and try to get the opinion to be favorable before you bring it back to the board. Because if you don't, you're going to have another one. I can almost assure you, if I would have left here tonight knowing that you were going to bring it back before the board for a more further discussion, that the same people that were here last time would be here the next time, and maybe more. So if you can get them to be sort of seeing the light of what you're trying to do and sort of understand what it is that you're doing before you bring it back before the board, then I think then you're going to have something that you can really live with.
Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Ferrari.
What information do you have on
the we can provide you a copy of the legislation itself, and we also have some handouts that were made available by Mr. Haughey, who's a Department of Water Resources expert. He gave us a little presentation package. We can get you a copy of that.
Yes, sir.
There's a few things. That's not very much paper either.
Layman's term.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you need layman's terms. You're a sharp guy.
Mr. Burr, I'd like to piggyback your comments on getting involved with water. My concern tonight is, I'm not on a well, but it hadn't been the fact that City of San Maria got all the state water back and the city systems began a bind of many of the agencies are today. So, I would agree with you. I think that the district got to get involved in it at an early date, not wait until they have a real problem to kind of look ahead looking into the future and see the outcome of our. On the backflow issue, is it my understanding that a district can be a profit organization, or is it strictly a cost?
No, you can't be a profit.
Okay, in my comments, you wanting to get involved with backflows, I don't understand that.
My understanding is, I'm not too familiar with it either, but backflow devices are devices that are put on water systems to keep them from, and they have to be inspected periodically, every year? And they have to be inspected by a certified inspector. Now, usually, what, certified inspector works for the county? Or
in the private.
Or independent agency. As long as we're charging people a fee for service, we might be able to charge them a lesser fee for service, just charge them whatever it costs to send the man out there, which might be considerably less, and as long as we're billing them for water and everything else, we can just put that service in there. It might be something we could offer the public at a better rate than what's being offered to them now. That's the only thing I'm saying. I mean, that's what we are, as a service, community service district. We're supposed to give service. That was my idea, give you a little more service.
We're looking in that. But
there are some problems with that. In terms of Black Lake as an example, I believe there are 17 of them out there, if I remember the count correctly. And in addition to going out there to certify that they're operating effectively, if they are not operating effectively, this organization has to fix them. That is the person that's making the assumption that they're working or not working. He has then the responsibility of fixing it. And there isn't that much money on it. It's if they have to fix two or three a day after 10 calls or 8 calls, they've lost money. So it's something that you have to look at the economics of it as well.
Well, that's something we'd have to look at from just a break-even standpoint. Is it worth training somebody?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, when I get someone certified, I'm individual, that's one thing, but then you have to have a program to keep track of all these things, and it brings up every month that those are due, and there's a lot more logistics associated.
And I know that
anything else? Yes.
Is
there anybody that's interested
in getting more information on the use of the public? There is a lot of paper. Oh, okay.
Nice paper? Okay.
They needed more space, so they had to take... That's where the space went, huh?
Yeah,
that
must have been.
Well, if they could do this thing from 5 to 7, like 6 to 8 p.m. or something, I mean, it's just terrible timing. I like to attend the
it's hard to get off.
Okay. We don't need any type of closed session. No litigation, nothing going on that we need to know about. Okay, well, if that's it, well, then tonight's meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.